something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
It's our top five sweater weather jams.
We play Poem Sayin' the Tragically Hip Edition.
And we're taking this show on the road. It's the Comedy and Canadianity Tour. All that coming up right now on TNT.
Hello, Jonathan. Here we are.
Episode 51. Let's talk about the Bud's house. It couldn't have gone any better.
No.
And I think now that we're friends on Twitter with Andrew, and now that we've spent an evening with he and his friends, I think he might be, like, if we'd done a search for the biggest Bud in Canada, he'd be a contender.
I know.
Because he's a Jays fan. He's playing street hockey to raise money for cancer. He's just a Bud.
Totally. And you could tell by all his good buds, the friends, he was a good buddy to them, too.
So yeah, and they really liked him. And I did, too. I really liked him, and I hope to see him again.
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
Hopefully he'll come out to our Toronto show.
Yeah,
the tour's been announced since we did our 50th.
What's that?
The tour has been announced since we did our
50th. The tour has been announced, yes.
So
it is crazy. It starts in Winnipeg, and then we don't make our way all the way west, but we end up through Alberta back to Ontario. This is just the first run, but yeah, I mean, it's they're up.
So excited for all the places that we're going. It's important to note, because some folks who live in places we're not going, understandably, are like, I just don't understand why you wouldn't come here. And that's a really fair question.
It's hilarious how and when you don't come, it does seem like it was a decision that we made to go places. But we had, obviously, some places that weren't sold on the idea yet. They wanted to see what happened elsewhere. And we've said from day one, if you don't know the podcast and if you don't know it,
it's a hard sell.
I wouldn't probably take a chance on it either. So,
well, yeah, especially if you're a music venue and you hear two guys are coming in to talk, like it's a conversation on stage, it doesn't make any sense. And I'm with you. If I heard that and I was a promoter, I'd be like, you know what? There's enough risk in my business anyway. I can't be rolling the dice on a conversation.
I mean, yeah, but the interesting thing is there's not a lot, and we're playing kind of more band venues than comedian venues. So,
right.
Vancouver, there's not a lot of places for bands to play, period, for that size, and it's difficult to just come in unless it's something that, I mean, because it's so saturated with bands that want to play, but and successful ones too. It's just there's not a lot of places in Vancouver, and I hope it's getting better, but it was really not good like 10 years ago and even less than that. It's just the clubs were all closing down. So
how many people does the Roxy fit? Is that a few thousand?
No, I don't know.
Not even?
Like, probably a 400 people when it's a bar.
Oh, is it?
I don't think it's anything, maybe even less, but yeah. I don't know if they do stuff like that. Who knows?
But our strategy was to play smaller rooms and have them full, hopefully.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, we'll get to Vancouver next time, definitely.
We sure will. And God willing, we'll get to St. John's. And God willing, we'll get to Northern Canada.
Yeah.
Because that would be a real kick, too. And we know there are lots of Buds up there.
Oh.
And those Buds show up. Like, they represent, in a way, the more rural the area or remote, the more happy Buds are that you've made the trip. I know this from traveling in Northern Canada. And just the hospitality, of course, is world class. But the simple reality is, especially on our kind of Midwestern leg, the venues have to be a drive apart, because it's you and me in a Toyota Yaris or whatever they give us at the airport.
Yeah, we're
literally
going for this.
Driving from show to show.
the smallest car they have. It will just be you, me, and some merchandise.
Yeah, it's the Ford fax machine.
Speaking of merchandise. We are online now, finally, too.
What a big week for us.
That's a big deal. The fact that there are BOD shirts, and we're just adding to it as we go. There's some stickers up there. We're going to look into beer koozies.
Yep.
And other things that are bod like and bod friendly items. So the hoodie is quite comfortable.
Yeah, it's neat. It's yes. neat, a bod hoodie, just a classic kind of baseball looking thing. And and we want to add more things, like obviously toques and baseball shirts. But the interesting thing, I think, for both of us has been maybe in the band, life was pretty cozy because you had folks that kind of did all this stuff. And maybe for me working on higher profile TV shows, it was kind of the same. But we are doing this ourselves with the help of a couple of buds who have just kind of stepped up and reached out and said, hey, do you want a hand with this? But yeah. It's been really a learning experience from the ground up as far as, like, do you guys have a publicist? Oh, yeah. No, I guess we should. Do you guys have an agent? No, I guess we need one. The stuff that hadn't occurred to us. So we're trying to grow Taggart and Torrens in ways that we can actually manage and in ways that feel kind of doable. So that's why, for a lot of reasons, this first tour, though we're not getting everywhere, and I think both of our preference ultimately would be kind of smaller towns, but obviously for this first leg, we just have to prove that there's an appetite and there's a presence of buds and that people will show up. And then once they do, that will open a lot more doors as far as us dictating where we'd like to go, as far as someone maybe, hopefully helping pay.
Maybe if we did some shows out in rural areas, we could just pump an RV into a field somewhere.
Big time.
Just have the bodbecue.
The bodmobile.
Yeah.
Well, that's why Andrews was such an interesting experiment, because maybe every week it's a TV show and we do it from a bod's house. Like, wouldn't that be rad?
Oh, yeah. It would be a great show if we ended up going to Sloppy's.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the cave.
Yeah, but the risk is it's not always going to be Andrews, and that is both the risk and the reward. Anyway.
No, for sure.
It was so fun to do, and I'm glad that things are inching along. So
yeah, it was a good time.
Here's what happened to me, bud.
What happened to you?
I got a notice from, and I will send you the picture. I got a notice from Canada Post. I really like my mail person. She's kind and warm and nice. I got a message in my mailbox from Canada Post saying, you have to lower your mailbox to 42 inches.
So how high is it right now?
Well, it was beside the mailbox of my neighbor, who is no longer there. New folks bought the place, they're flipping it. So it was beside the mailbox of my neighbor that had probably been there from the turn of the century, like a long time, an old family homestead. So when I bought my store-bought Staples, those plastic mailboxes, and put it beside it, mine was higher than his. But it's up on a little bank. So my options were to cut my mailbox off to move it down, but keep it on the bank beside the bods across the street, or to just move it down the bank and drill it into the ground, but it's now a foot and a half in front of his, which makes it really inconvenient for my mail lady, who I really like. It might be the most selfish thing I've ever done, and I don't know if it's because I had a bit of a cold this week and I was feeling kind of tired, but yesterday I was like, you know what? It's not designed to be cut off, this mailbox bottom, and if I cut it off, then moisture's going to get inside, it's going to crack, and I'm going to need a new mailbox. So I'm just going to move it down the hill and bang it into the ground, and it's 42 inches off the ground.
Before the ground freezes.
But the problem is the folks across the street are going to think I'm that guy, because it's the most that guy thing I've ever done. And if you drove by not knowing it was me, you'd be like, what kind of jerk would do that?
You're like down in the middle of the bank.
Yeah, well, I'm down on the ground, but I didn't have to cut off the bottom of my mailbox.
So what's next? You're going to have to get a...
Well, it said, please rectify it before the second notice, and I only had 10 days to do it. So part of me was like, it's my birthday coming up. My beautiful wife has taken me away on a little trip to New York City for my birthday. The 10 days is going to go fast. So I better get this done, bud.
What the hell does that have to do?
What?
How the hell does that have to, I love how the trip and your birthday is justification for saying, nah, I'm getting a different one.
So if anybody asks so why you're watching, I did such a jerk move, I could just tell them it's my birthday and they'll back right off.
Yeah, tweeting from like some Broadway show in New York City. Yeah. Talking about mailboxes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So how long? This is it, though, when you come back?
Well, I'll send you the picture. You
got another month.
I'll send you the picture. But honestly, maybe we'll put it to the buds listening to weigh in on what you would do if you were me. Because it looks ridiculous, but it also looked ridiculous. Like,
you got to take a picture of it.
I will. And
it's hard to explain.
But I think I drive a big truck, so when I pull up, it's at the perfect height for me.
So people see this huge truck and they see what they did. You did to the mailbox. They'll think, who is this dick?
Yeah.
Who's this guy in the huge truck?
I'm afraid.
You never see you. You always think it's some little
tiny worse guy yet. Worse yet. Come, I'm going to show you this mailbox. And then the punchline is, guess whose it is? You know Jonavision. It's him.
Yeah, it's him. Yeah, of course he's a prick.
So I just went out for a rip on my bike, speaking of profiling.
Yeah.
And my biking's come a long way because I got the padded shorts. And they make like not only just the spandex shorts, but they look like shorts that you might wear to your uncle's barbecue, yeah, but they have padding in them.
Oh, so they got the gel in there,
too. It's like my little secret, yeah. It's like wearing lingerie, but nobody else knows.
Nice.
So I was out for a rip, and I put my iPod on shuffle because I really believe that if you let shuffle be your DJ, it'll kick in at the right times. And it'll kind of, the randomness will kind of never steer you wrong. Like you're at the bottom of a big hill and Man in Motion comes on. Like it's perfect. But sometimes...
You've got Man in Motion on the shuffle to come on?
That's your takeaway from this anecdote?
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, you don't have that like just out of just the thousands of songs that just happens to be there? Is it like a David Foster best?
Well, yeah, it's the St. Elmo's Fire soundtrack. So, because I had to buy that to get If I Turn You Away by Vicky Moss. It was one of those you have to buy the entire album things. So, I'm out for a rip and...
Who sings that St. Elmo's Fire?
Gonna be a man in motion, gonna have the fantasy. Put a little bit of push, a dread how to do that. Who was it?
Oh, man, that song is so fucking cheesy.
Put a little do the daughter, believe it do the daughter. What is, I have to look it up now.
Higher and higher!
Of course, Man in Motion Tour is the first thing that comes up. It's not Rick Hansen.
No, but he did use that. Didn't they change it up for him?
John Parr.
What?
John Parr. Tell me where the eagle flying, St. Elmo's Fire. All right, do you want to hear it? Oh, we should do a poem saying with this. Eagles
flying.
Growing up, you don't see the writing on the wall. Passing by, moving straight ahead, you knew it all. I want to be a horn player in the John Parr band. The guy who's like the boop, boop a dit, doob a dit, and tweet at it.
We got a top five today.
I know, it's exciting.
Because so this know, it's is, that time of year.
So this is the end of the anecdote. Sometimes shuffle steers you wrong, and like you're biking up a hill, and the Doc McStuffins theme will come on, or Unloved by Jan Arden, and you're like, why now?
Unloved by Jan Arden's on there too, eh?
Yeah, just for the Jackson Browne part. So, I'm out for a rip, my iPod's on shuffle, and we're going to recreate what happened, you and me. I'm driving by a couple buds, they wave, and are saying something, but I can't hear because I've got my earphones in. They're standing by the side of the road looking at a truck. So they yell, hoo-hoo-hoo, can't really hear them. So I stop, and I stop right beside them. As I pop out an earphone, you're going to say, are you J-Rock? And this is what they hear. bleeding from my earphones. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, go.
Are you J-Rock?
What's that?
Are you J-Rock? No way.
No More I Love Yous, Annie Lennox.
No words.
Cranked as high as it can because it came on when I was halfway up the hill. The un-J-Rockiest tune ever. And I could see them look at me like, really? You're that guy who plays the gangster on the television?
The big lush production of that song. There's like 1,000 parts.
Crushing it as loud as I can.
Just getting up the hill with that as motivation.
Hard to be gangsta when you're listening to Annie Lennox, No More I Love Yous. But I will stand behind that song. That song's baller.
It is a fine piece of work. Gotta give credit to the lushness.
Are you J-Rock? Are you feeling the Eurythmics or not really?
It's like that one of those bands, you respect them and you like it, but you don't really, I wouldn't buy the records and listen to it.
Right.
I remember a lot of their tracks. Dave Stewart's pretty cool.
He is really cool. Sometime in a top five, we should maybe do, or maybe I will, the top five cycling tracks. Because I have a thing. I have an iPhone. What is it? Did I get the five? I have the six. So I found one of those armbands with Velcro that goes on your arm, but it's for an iPhone 4. So it doesn't totally fit, but I can squash it in there. But I'm getting okay at the biking, and I notice my stamina getting better and stuff. But it really depends what song is playing. Like Fly at Night, perfect song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's perfect song.
That does the trick?
Well, it starts slowly and it builds.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, do you have any, like, great music on your iPod, though? You said Jan Harden, Annie Lennox.
Well, yeah, what's wrong with those?
Huh?
What's wrong with those?
Well, they're all right, but there's no, like, Stones or...
Well, yeah, there is, but sometimes something will happen, like I'm driving by a pond and Bruce Hornsby's song C will come on and it's an See, instrumental.
It's like classic hits from 1985 to 95.
Yeah, it is.
You love it.
I do.
The Luck by Roxette might hop on.
Yeah, it tastes like a raindrop. Here's what happens, though. If I'm listening to Bruce Hornsby's song C and driving by a pond and there's a duck on it or something, my eyes fill with tears, and then I can't see where I'm going. Let's take a break on TNT, and when we come back, we'll do our top five, what is it? Sweater weather jams.
Sweater weather jams, because it's fall.
Episode 51 is just getting underway. Don't touch that dial.
Where's my beer chair?
We're back.
Fall's my favorite season.
It is. It's nice.
It is nice.
I like it too. It's a nice break because it's not hot and you can dress to the weather, but you're not having to dress too far down. You don't have to wear a big coat or anything.
Hey, Jeremy, what's not too hot and not too cold?
That's Alanis.
Fall, bud.
Oh,
fall. Yeah, it's not a joke. It's true.
I thought you were jamming into that song again.
No. That's never too hot.
Never too hot.
We went apple picking this week.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah.
The Honey Crisps were a little small and not quite ready yet, turns out.
Oh.
Those are our favorite kinds. But they it's $25 for a bag of Honey Crisps, and I think it's $15 for a bag of non-Honey Crisps. And they have a good look at your bag, bud. Make sure that you aren't trying to jam any Honey Crisps in your non-Honey Crisp bag.
So they're making some good bank. That's expensive, isn't it?
Yeah, but they must be trying to shut down Applejack. And people must have been trying to, like, you put a layer of quartz on top and then some Honey Crisps underneath.
Oh, because they look at the bottom and everything?
Oh, frig, yeah. They're see-through bags.
You're
not sneaking any Honey Crisps.
But what if the fact that they're all not ripe yet?
Well, they are ripe. They're just, you know how they get to be like the size of a baby's head?
Yeah.
Like when they're really in season, really shiny. They're not there yet. They're kind of like Macintosh sized right now.
So maybe next week or the week after.
Yeah, we went too early.
A little early. I bet you're going to go back.
We go every year.
Maybe take no, next week, I'm saying.
I don't know if we'll go back. We kind of do it once a year. Plus, with my birthday coming up and moving the mailbox, things are really busy. Coming up. Like, I'm getting ready for my birthday.
I know.
Like, what is involved?
How far off is it? When is your birthday?
Friday.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like in 3 weeks or something.
Yeah.
Like just all the planning that you need to do.
Yeah, I'm getting ready for my birthday, December 10th.
I gotta go to the butcher and the delicatessen and get the right cake.
When's your birthday, bud?
April 7th.
October
Remember
2nd.
John Oates. Huh?
October 2nd. That's so weird.
October 2nd. No way.
Yeah.
I'm April 7th.
That's so weird.
That's so insane.
What are the odds of that?
Okay, let's get into this top five.
All right, so top five sweater weather jams.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Because it's chilly. It's actually this morning, walking the kids to school, had to wear pants and a big sweater.
I love that.
It was a little chilly.
Do you have a favorite sweater?
I've got a selection of hoodies that I like.
Yep.
And sweaters. And that once it gets really cold, I got a couple sweaters.
I find that like big
grandpa
thick
sweaters. What's that?
I find that big thick sweaters, like if you they're too big to go under a parka, but they're too small to be substantial enough to wear outside. So I find they can fly me into a rage. They're good for going to for a walk.
Those big ones that like old baseball players used to wear,
yeah.
And like the Deans, like Honus Wagner.
I love them though.
Oh, way up your neck.
I love them.
Big massive buttons.
If you're going for a walk, I love them. But if you're trying to like get in the car and take your parka off and then you have them on and the heat's on and you're drowning in yourself, not feeling that.
No, not at all.
All right. What's number five on the sweater weather top five Canadianity jams?
Number five. And these don't really have anything to do with the weather necessarily, but they're kind of more in-house jams.
Okay.
Like what you hear inside. And sure, you want to hear this first one? It's a classic.
Yeah.
Do you want to play anybody or you want to just roll it?
I'm going to feel it. I'm going to play somebody when I hear it. Sick bass line.
Coffee cup. Your coffee cup jam.
It's great. Kevin, look at this croquet set that I just found in the garage. There's a few leaves on the ground, but we could probably still play a quick game if you wanted to. Kevin? Oh, sorry, you're having a nap, are you?
I'm sleeping.
I forgot little bears like to hibernate come fall. Hey, Kevin, grab this mallet real quick.
Oh.
Remember on our second or was it our third date we played croquet?
I don't want to talk about croquet. I'm just sleeping.
You don't want to talk about anything anymore. That's really, if we're going to drill down, that's at the root of the problem here.
Who put this music on?
I did. To try to remember a time when you were fun.
I don't need it. It's so loud. Why is it so loud?
Because your ears are so full of wax, you don't hear me when I say anything anymore.
I was up late last night. I was watching wrestling. Leave me alone.
I don't know if it's cataracts, but you don't seem to see me anymore either. You know what? Forget it, Kevin.
No.
I'll play a one-woman game of croquet by myself with the leaves.
Roddy Piper died, babe.
What does that have to do with the price of tea in China?
I'm just hurting.
Who's that guy? He's hurting because oh my gosh. Wow.
I'm hurting, babe.
I'm hurting, babe. Come hold me. Oh, you poor thing. I've been hurting since 1978. You don't care about that. Good tune.
Watching cheesy late night wrestling.
What's number four?
Here we go.
It felt really fallish. It's good.
Didn't you have a coffee cup for Mandy Kim, right?
Yeah.
That was him.
I had to give it back.
Yeah.
Hey, Melinda. Check out this Honeycrisp I just found. Shaped like Mike Duffy's head.
It does look like Mike Duffy.
Looks like the old Duff.
And you see enough, Mike Duffy?
I was thinking we could quarter this apple, climb under the covers, and make love.
I don't know. It'd be all right for us sleep in the camp.
I'm sorry?
That'd be good for the roll in the sack.
You always did have a way with words.
Come on!
I remember at our commitment ceremony, I talked about how moved I was.
Hey, get your clothes off and let's go to bed!
What a tender lover you can be.
Shut up and get to bed!
Melinda?
Yeah?
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah?
Just hold me.
I'm not holding you. Get the hell off of me.
Melinda, watch the business.
Melinda from Glasgow.
She wants to get it going.
She doesn't want any of this touchy-feely part.
No. He fired up the Dan Hill and wanted to talk about the shape of an apple. She just wanted to get it going, old school. Well, I don't have high hopes for them either.
I'll take you dry.
Okay, let's get down. Let's get down. I don't have time for us. Let's get down.
Did you bring that apparatus?
Did you bring that apparatus? What's number three?
Oh, man.
We need some people to get along. Everybody's been very on edge. Fall's a time to get cozy. Right? Snuggle up with your loved one. Wear a turtleneck. Make a pile of leaves.
In the basement?
Sure.
They're just zoning out. Because they're all bonged up. Burnouts.
You know
what? The drummer does the lyrics in this band, right?
This guy again. Can I tell you something, Wyatt?
What's that region?
Like, I like Rush, and like I'm into being in your basement and watching like heavy metal parking lot stuff, but like I think we should go out somewhere.
You mean like Taco Bell or like?
Like where do girls go? Let's go where girls go.
You want to get some chicken and chips?
Let's get a pumpkin spice latte?
Pumpkin spice latte?
Yeah, let's get a pumpkin spice latte. That's what girls do.
What? There's like a second cup down the street. We get a latte.
I think we have to go to Starbucks.
Okay.
I think.
You're buying it?
I think we should.
Yeah, they're like $5.
I think we should get some tattoos. We should grow some beards. And we should go to Starbucks and get a latte.
Like, are you talking about listening to that shitty music? Like, that fucking Modest Mouse and shit? That beard music?
Beard music. I love that Modest Mouse is your default.
Beard music.
Those guys aren't going anywhere.
Well, your guy is. Your guy's not going to spend much more time in that basement.
Yeah, that friendship might be coming to an end.
Yeah.
That's a sad time in a kid's life when your best friend, who is your best friend because they live across the street, is suddenly not really your best friend.
Yeah. That sucks.
Yep.
But when you're doing the non-best friending, it's the way it's got to be.
Yep. Or you meet someone who actually is kind of your best friend, and you realize that your old best friend isn't really your best friend anymore.
How about two people that work in a mall in 1985?
Yep.
Somewhere's Orange Julius.
Okay. I can't believe the number of people who are like, man, after listening to that, I went to get an Orange Julius.
I know. So many tweets.
They're so into it.
Gotta get an Orange Julius.
Gotta get my Julius on.
Gotta get my butterfly. What's it called?
Butterfly sugar.
Butterfly laughter.
Oh, no. Butterfly laughter. Right. Let's try to make the hashtag gotta get my Julius on take off. And then when Orange Julius comes a courting, we can tell them that we'll sell it to them for a lot of money. Gotta get my Julius on.
How about these are two guys that like work in another store, but Julius just came into the mall.
Wicked. Awesome.
All right.
Yeah.
And I'm Yarbin.
I'm Cal.
Cal?
Yep, and I'm just coming back from my break where I saw that it was there.
Yeah.
Ready?
Okay, perfect. Yarbin.
Yep.
Okay. What are you, Cal?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, Cal.
Yarbin.
Yeah?
I just had my 15-minute break, right?
Yeah.
And I went down to Sam the Record Man to see if the new Psychedelic Furs record was out. Tape.
Sure.
And there's this, like, it's like a big orange. And it's what? Like, but it's like Pac-Man because it, like, closes in the middle. But as I was staring at it, it opened. And there were people inside it.
Cal, we're in a mall. Like, what are you talking about?
Yarbin, totally... Tanya can cover for us. You got to come see this big orange. Tanya, we'll be back in 5 minutes. Come on.
Okay, all right. I got to see this.
Do you see it?
Cal, you weren't kidding.
That's it's what really I'm seeing. An orange. Right beside New York Fries.
Yeah. It's like... Orange Julius, what the hell is that?
I think it must be some type of Roman, maybe they sell salad dressing.
Yeah. No, it looks pretty orangey. Looks like orange drink.
Maybe it's here to battle scurvy.
Do you think it's like that, the stuff at McDonald's, the orange drink?
No, it looks more robust.
It looks kind of like a shake, almost, if you see, look.
Excuse me, thick. Sir? What is an Orange Julius?
It's, I just got it. It's delicious is what it is.
But what's in it?
I believe they call it butterfly laughter.
What?
Hey, man, let's get one of those things.
I have a $2 bill here.
I have like $3, so we can get one. And share $4 because it's 1988.
Why is it so expensive to get your Julius on?
I don't know. I don't know why it's so much, but like it's totally our like half our paycheck. But
Yarbin, I'm just going to go to Pizza Delight. I'm going to go to Captain Sub.
A half sub at Mr. Sub? An assorted?
Captain Sub.
Hey, I'm looking at this thing and there's a in loving memory of Neil Hope wheels.
What is?
Like on this YouTube.
Aww. One of
the, that's Nova Heart by the Spoons.
Aww.
I wonder what this is, though. It's like to his fans and friends and stuff. Oh, man, it's like a video of his whole deal, man. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Like clips from Degrassi?
All right, this is sad, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the next one here. Poor R.I.P. Neil Hope, man. That's the sense
of Jesus. That took a turn I didn't see coming. Full R.J. Logan styles. Bring it back with the number one song.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Joe. Gino. Gino, you got to get me tickets for the show tonight.
Joe, I'm in here with a girl.
Hey, come on, Gino. Look, the song's on the radio, man.
Would you leave me alone? I'm in here with a girl.
I want to find Joe Vanelli.
Hey, Ma! Ma! Gino's song's on the radio!
Hey, Ma, have you seen my Edwin French baggies? They were in the dryer this morning, but I think Gino took them!
That's a great jam. I don't even care what you say. And yes, it is on my iPod. And yes, I might listen to it while I was biking.
I got a girl here.
Hey, Ma, I got a girl here.
There's like 25.
on tour. He's in the basement.
It's got a hit on the radio.
You know, Gino, your father and I were talking about maybe you should get your own apartment. Maybe you should get your own apartment, Ma. Come on, who would do my laundry?
You're bringing all these kind of girls in here.
Well, if you don't like it, Ma, why don't you go somewhere else?
Hey, I don't mind, Ma. There's all kinds of girls in here. It's okay with me. Joe.
Ma, why would I move anywhere? Our sister comes home every day from school with all her friends.
It's just that Gino's always hogging them, drinking all the Brio, and there's none left.
Ma, they're Italian girls. Why do you care? Italian.
I can just see that happening.
Here's my favorite part.
Gino saga. Huh?
Grandma sitting in the corner, just crossing herself, not saying a word. Missing the old country.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, come on. Yeah. Grandma doesn't mind that there's a steady stream of girls.
She put a Benino Venditti record on. She doesn't care. Listen. It hey, doesn't Cindy. Matter. Listen. We're not saying anything.
Hey, Cindy, I like your shaking knit sweater. Do you want to go to New York Fries? Running game.
Because Gino's got a New York Fries. Got all the perks. I got a New York Fries card.
Hey, Ma, can I take your card and get my Julius on?
He's just making like 150 grand a year on his, starting on his band and living in the house still.
Living in the basement.
Driving a Porsche.
Hey, Ma, Dave Steve's on TV.
Come on. The Jays are going to do it this year in 85.
Hey, Gino.
That Louis Leal, man. He's good. He's pitching great tonight.
Hey, Gino, can I borrow a $2 bill? I want to take my girl to New York Fries.
Hey, can I get another $5 so I can go to Orange Julius?
Go get my wallet.
Leave me alone. Get my wallet. Take it out of there.
There's a black car parked in the driveway.
Yeah. All the clothes in the closet are black. Everything.
Dad, why didn't you cut down that tree in the driveway? My black car was supposed to look better in the shade.
Okay, that's it. That's the top five. Let's take a break.
Good one, bud.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Fucking ready.
And we're back.
Hey, Ma. I don't know why that makes me laugh so hard. The Vanellis.
Hey, Ma, Joe made me choke out my Brio.
I got a girl in it. We're going to play Poem Sand for the first time in a while.
Yes,
I'm really into it.
Back.
And because we haven't often talked about the Tragically Hip, almost because they get a bye into the Canadian Entity Hall of Fame, like they're so quintessentially Canadian, it feels like in a way mentioning them is so on the nose. But they haven't been given their proper due on the show, so we decided to do Poem Sand, the Tragically Hip edition.
Yes. I'm psyched.
I'm psyched
in
too.
And we can use them in character because that's just usually has a little more spice to it.
A little more oomph. So who's going first?
I really would like to hear Salvador do Wheat Kings, if that's possible, Jonathan.
Okay.
Because it just kind of sums up with his greasiness in a way if he sings it. In
it
his
does. Way. Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Okay, you go for it.
Got it here. Sundown in the Parasota prairies. Wheat kings have all their treasures buried. And all you hear are the rusty breezes pushing around the weather vane Jesus. That doesn't rhyme at all. In his Zippo lighter, he seen a killer's face. Or perhaps it is someone standing in a killer's place. 20 years for nothing. Well, that's nothing new. Beside, no one's interested in something you did not do. Wheat kings and pretty things. Let us just see what the morning brings.
I would say the same what manana brings.
Wait and see what manana brings. It's so creepy.
It is good.
Late breaking story on a CBC, a nation on Wii Sports. We always knew that he go free. They add you can't be for living in the past. Because if you are, there is no way you're going to last. Wheat kings and pretty things. Lest you see what manana brings. It's an ominous song anyway.
That's good.
Especially ominous heard in The Voice of Salvatore. Salvatore t-shirts are available on the store.
Yes.
There you go.
What's the website again? The Big Cartel?
I forget. Yeah, BigCartel/Taggart & Torrens. How's that for a plug? Okay.
We're doing it right or we're doing it wrong. I believe the link is on taggartandtorrens.ca.
So. Yes. I would like to hear Courage.
Oh, Courage.
Couldn't Come at a Worse Time by Joe Vanelli.
Okay, let me get her up here. Courage. Okay. Watch the band through a bunch of dances. Quickly. Follow the unknown with something more familiar. Quickly something familiar. Courage. My word, it didn't come, it doesn't matter. Sleepwalk so fast to sleep in a motel. But as they lay a home and piss on all your backgrounds. And piss on all your surroundings. Courage. My word, it didn't come. It doesn't matter. Courage. Couldn't come at a worse time, Joe. That's pretty classic.
Gives it a totally different meaning.
Yeah.
Like some big tough guy talking about having courage. It's really interesting.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Look, here's what matters. Hey, it couldn't come at a worse time.
Okay, that was funny. How about you? Can you do... I want to save the one guy, but I want you to do a different person for Locked in the Trunk of a Car.
Okay. I'll look up the lyrics.
Yeah.
while you figure out who I am.
Yeah. How about you be Gordon Lightfoot?
See if I can do talking like Gord again. Because last time we did it, I had trouble. Because I kept singing the melody.
This would be great.
They don't know how old I am. They found armor in my belly. From the 16th century. Conquistador, I think. They don't know how old I am. They found armor in my belly. Passion out of machine, revving tension. Lashing out at machine, revving tension. Brushing by the machine, revving tension.
Now, what if he sings it in Gordon style?
Morning broke out the backside of a truck stop. End of the line, a rare and bold, lightning looked up. Well, you could say I became chronologically fucked up. Put 10 bucks in just to get the tank topped up. Let me out, 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 let me out now.
Let me out.
Let me out, 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 let me out again. They're so quintessentially in Gord's voice. It's almost, it feels sacrilege. 100th Meridian, bud.
That was pretty good, though.
Let me out. Let me out. 100th Meridian as a teenage girl.
What?
100th Meridian as your teenage girl. Home Sand, the hip edition. Let me out. Let me out.
It's like this is a song about being locked in the trunk of a car.
Yeah.
And then his first, like a 70s video where he's stuck in this car.
Yeah, this is, didn't you say James Duffy can rap this perfectly, the If I Die of Vanity part?
Yeah, he remembers it all. He used to be in a band and he sang it.
Wait.
Duffy did.
Duffy used to be in a band?
Yeah.
Duffy's, he's probably one of those guys that like has a Gibson SG and just can just shred.
I don't know about that, but I think he said he was singing and he was also a drummer too, apparently.
Really?
So, yeah.
We have to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, no. You got to hear him sing it. It's really funny.
How so can
the girl,
I?
The teenage girl.
Yeah.
I like how it starts with the questions. Okay, here we go. Me debunking American myth. And take my life in my hands. Where the Great Plains begin at the 100th Meridian. At the 100th Meridian where the Great Plains begin. Driving down a corduroy road. Weeds standing shoulder high. Ferris wheel is resting off in the distance. At the 100th Meridian, at the 100th Meridian. At the 100th Meridian where the Great Plains begin. Left alone to get gigantic. Hard, huge, and haunted. A generation so much dumber than its parents came crashing through the window.
She's so sweet.
Huh?
She's so sweet.
Yeah.
Raven strains along the line of the road, carrying a muddy old skull. The wires whistle their approval off in the distance.
Hey, can I change it a little bit?
What's that?
I'm going to change it a little bit.
She's done. That's the end of the jam.
Is it?
I think. Oh, no, that goes on more.
Just do one more verse. Pretend we're senior citizens sitting out on the porch. I'm your husband who stopped listening to you 30 years ago, and you're telling me the story as though it's gossip you heard from your friend Helen.
Oh, yeah.
I remember Buffalo, and I remember Angelo.
Mm-hmm.
It would seem to me I remember every single fucking thing I know.
Yeah.
If I die of vanity,
mm-hmm.
promise me, they bury me someplace I don't want to be.
No problem.
They'll dig me up and transport me, unceremoniously away from the swollen city breeze.
Yeah.
And the garbage bag trees and the whispers of the disease and the acts of enormity.
Uh-huh.
And lower me slowly, sadly and properly. And get that rye-cooter to sing my eulogy now. At the 100th meridian.
What's that?
At the 100th meridian, dear.
That's sweet. I don't think she's dying of vanity anytime soon.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Yours is your favorite. Your pick a bit. How about Mr. Magic singing 50 Mission Cap?
What you do with the eggs, girls?
PEI's favorite. PEI's own.
Okay. Now, to be clear, this is loving tribute, not mockery.
Yeah.
This is a love letter to my homeland. Okay, here we go. A lot of Leafs fans of PEI, too. Bill Barilko disappeared that summer. He was on a fishing trip. Last goal he ever scored. Won the Leafs the cup. Didn't win another till 1962, mother? The year he was discovered, I stole this from a hockey card to keep tucked up under my 50 mission cap. I worked it in. I worked it in just to look like that. It's my 50 mission cap. It's my 50 mission cap. And I worked it in. I worked it in. I worked it in to look like that. I worked it in to look like that. Bill Barilko disappeared that summer. What did you do with Bill Barilko? He was on a fishing trip in a plane. Last goal he ever scored in overtime won the Leafs the cup. What did you do with Bill Barilko, girls? They made him disappear. You just made him disappear, did you? Do you want to see Bill Barilko come back? Oh, wait now. Oh, don't look in the hat. Wait a sec. Everybody look away for a sec. Now look back. There's Bill Barilko. Picture of him.
Do you want to see Bill Barilko come back?
I want you to do this in a British accent.
Alan Frew?
No. Oh, you can do no. Alan Frew if you want.
And his for that style. Poor Alan Frew had a stroke.
Poor Alan guy. Frew.
He's, yeah. But he seems to be all right.
He came through it.
Yeah, he's good. He's all set. And we joke about lots of people, but at the end of the day, I mean, like the guy had a massive career, and we're having a little bit of fun, and we don't mean it by any stretch.
No.
When things happen. So.
Hey, look, it's when they stop joking about you that it hurts.
Yeah.
Exactly. I was sorry to hear that, but I was really pleased to hear that he is doing well.
Bounced right back.
So sure, how about loving tribute to Alan Frew, Music at Work?
Okay. Music at Work?
Yeah. It's middle of the night, I'm all alone.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Everything is bleak. It's the middle of the night. You're all alone and the dummies might be right. You feel like a jerk. My music at work. My music at work. Avoid trends and cliches. Don't try to be up to date. And when the sunlight gets the olive oil, don't hesitate. The night's so long it hurts. My music at work.
My music at work.
Too near or far. Or the anatomy of a stain to determine where you are.
The anatomy of a stain.
Full of Ganges, I don't remain. No matter what you heard.
Nice work. You do scotch tape an ideology on someone with a recognizable accent like that, don't you? Like, you can't help but kind of fill in the blanks about them.
Oh, yeah.
So I hear that thick brogue, and I just imagine someone ranting, and I just tune out.
You tune right out.
Like, what was he talking about? I don't know. Something to do with the radio at work. He doesn't like when they play the radio at work. I couldn't even really understand.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what. We had some good times on that poem saying.
Yeah, we sure did.
That was a good time.
Let's take a break on TNT. We'll be right back.
All right.
And you know what I'm saying? The question is, have you ever killed a man?
And our final little break here on TNT. How are you, Jonathan?
We're fantastic. Back. How are you?
Oh, it was good times today.
We've really good. Had a lot good. Of fun with
the Vanellis and the Vrews and just the good 51 styles. We're off on the second batch of 50.
How fun is that?
It's very fun.
Do you want to do something kind of fun? Speaking of fun, I found a headline that I thought, that can't be true. So I thought I would read you a few headlines, and you tell me it's called headlies. Headlies?
Headlines or headlies?
Headlies. You tell me remember if it's headlies? A real one remember or a the, fake one.
Remember the head picks when they poke your head around with sticks?
Well,
headlice?
I didn't ever have it, but it sounds like it's a big deal.
Yeah, they love picking around and poking in the heads. I'd never had it, but I remember getting poked around.
Did kids in your class have it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was always the same couple kids that would come back. I don't know why.
Huh.
Maybe whatever it is, maybe they had animals or lived on a farm where they're just flying around, ripping into your noggin any chance that they can get.
That can't be where it comes from.
What?
Living on a farm.
I don't know where they initiate their little.
Like, is that a country thing?
What's that?
Is
lice?
Yeah.
No, because they check in the city.
Right.
Yeah.
Minute lice.
Apparently, I don't know, man.
Ready in 5 minutes.
All I know is when you got it, it was a real pain in the ass because people used to give it to you.
Okay, here's. Here's the headline I found that I was like, come on, that can't be real, but it is.
Okay.
From the Winnipeg Sun. Winnipeg Winnipeg woman convicted of punching security guard while dancing at John Fogerty show.
Oh, wow.
It's like, so specific.
Dancing and punched him, like, on purpose or just by mistake?
Well, it doesn't really say. It sounds like she was having a good time, maybe pounding a couple of drinks. And she punched the security guard, and then she was convicted of it.
While dancing.
I guess. That's what the headline says.
Well, then she must have been, like, dancing and be like, I'm not stopping.
So this
I'll
one...
I'll show you why.
This one is from a British paper. You tell me if it's a headline or head lie. Portable toilet moved across festival site with woman still inside.
Ooh. Gonna say that's true and sad if it is.
It is true.
Ooh, that's gotta be rough. There's a lawsuit.
A woman was left shocked after being transported across a festival site while using a portable toilet. The woman, who's not been identified, was using the toilet before the opening of the Newlyn Fish Festival in Cornwall, but it was picked up by a forklift truck and moved to the other side of the harbour. Organizers of the festival, which took place on Monday, confirmed the woman was not injured. This is the best part. Harbour Master Rob Parsons told BBC Radio Cornwall, she got in the loo, and then it was picked up and taken to the other side of the harbour with her in it. I think she was suffering from a bit of shock, or she thought she'd teleported across to the other side of the harbour.
Oh, man.
Thought
like
she had
Doctor Who
teleported. Chair? Yeah. It does happen quite a bit, to be honest. I've done it a few times, he added. There you go.
Wow.
All right, do you want another one?
Yeah.
They're fun, right?
Sure.
Totally. Supreme Court won't hear case of Quebec man who loves to feed squirrels.
They won't hear the case?
Yep. Headline or head lie?
Head lie.
Incorrect. It's a headline.
It's a headline.
Yep. It's a real
Let's
one.
Hear it. That's crazy.
Man.
What's the deal?
30 Oh, it's a guy who's had repeated warnings from the town to stop feeding squirrels because they're a nuisance. And he's like, I don't want to stop feeding them. They're really cute. Man, 30. Man, 30. Surprised at McDonald's prices.
Oh, man. Is that an Onion article?
Headline or head lie?
That sounds like a headline, but I'm going to go headline.
That's a head lie. I made
it's
that
a head
up.
Lie, yeah. Of course.
Head lies.
Head lies.
All right, one more.
Good times. One more time.
Administrator not surprised by fire at Heritage Building in Parksville.
Sounds like a headline.
That's a headline, bud.
Nice.
Good for you. Hey, fun Somebody chatting on this episode 51.
Good times, brother. I'll talk to you next week.
That's when I'll talk to you.
We Yay, so fabulous. Much in common.
Thanks for listening, bud. Boom, gong, gang, gokie, ding, gong, ju, bong, bong, so, do, da, doom, bong, bang, tick, a, doom, da, re.